Welcome back, everybody, to How I Feel. To everyone under the sound of my voice, you could have been anywhere else in the world today, but you're here with me, and I appreciate that. I want to thank everyone for coming by to listen to me, to just hear my voice. A lot of things that I talk about, I've never shared with anyone other than myself, in my mind. Never written it down, I never spoke about it, I never recorded it. But now I have a platform where I can speak to an audience and I can speak to you. You're not even my audience, you're my family, you're my friend. And I can talk to you about how I feel. So I want to thank you for that. So today, the question I have for everyone listening is, how do you feel about being a mother? If you're not a mother, then if you know of a mother, how do you think that mother feels about being a mother? I ask myself this question a lot of times, and I say to myself, what does it mean to be a mother? What's the real definition? There's really not a definition, because it's so many parts, it's so many different aspects about becoming a mother, and then being a mother, and then growing into a mother, that there's no word, no paragraph, no essay, no book, no pamphlet that can teach you or show you what it means to be a mother. You just have to do it. And what I've come to the conclusion of is that there is nothing cute about being a mother. Nothing cute. The reason I say this is because I have birthed 4 children. I am, you know, grateful enough to have 4 beautiful children. I love them dearly. They are beautiful, great children. They honestly, in my mind, you know, anyone else can think differently, but they're my babies. They're good kids. They are. You know, I have, you know, different things that I deal with them, with their personalities, their attitudes. You know, a lot of times they don't want to do what I tell them to do. You know, the regular up and down of, you know, them growing. You know, they're still growing individuals. But on the whole, I guess as a whole, if I can weigh the good and the bad, they're more good than the bad. So I enjoy my children. I do. But the reality of it is there's nothing cute about it. When I say that, there's nothing cute because I don't put it up a front. I don't, you know, wear a mask or a certain face to make me look like a mother. I'm just me. The best part I can see in it is that it teaches me who I am. I grow every day. I learn from them. And because I learn from them, I realize that the way my hair looks doesn't matter. What clothes, and when I say clothes, I mean the brand, the designer name doesn't matter. My shoes, the kind of shoes, the designer name of shoes doesn't matter. My purse, the name of that purse doesn't matter. Even down to the, you know, the type of headphones or type of, you know, book bag or whatever it may be, this material does not matter anymore. You know, what matters is that they are healthy, they have clothes, and they have a roof over their head. That's it. And I pay attention to their growth and development, because everything that I put into them is planting a seed. I'm planting a seed because they're my garden, and I'm watching the garden grow slowly, day by day. A lot of times, as mothers, we are so quick to judge ourselves. And all the women listening to me, I'm sure you can relate. A lot of times I wake up in the morning and I have no idea who I am. I mean, when I tell you, I get up sometimes and my mind is racing. I have to think about, what am I cooking today? I have to think about, what am I putting in my garden? What am I watering? What am I fertilizing? I need to go make sure that the paperwork is completed for all of my children for homeschool. Everything is getting prepared and turned in for accountability for, you know, this semester and this year. I have to make sure that the bills are paid. I have to make sure that all parts of the house, and what I mean by that, the function of it, the cleanliness of it, and just maintaining a home that is comfortable for my family, you know, the mental, the spiritual, the emotional, because I really work hard every day to keep a happy space for my children. This is all the things that race through my mind every time I get up in the morning. So a lot of times I don't know which way I'm going. And honestly, the only way to slow down and to be able to just breathe is, I have to say, there's nothing cute about being a mother. Nothing. You know, I do all this before I wash my face, before I clean my body, before I even, you know, get up to stretch. That's on my mind. So what I want to talk about is, I want you to understand, all the women out here who are planning to be mothers, all the women that know of mothers, if you like, even your own mother or your best friend is a mother, your sister or whoever, and the women that are already mothers, I want you to understand that you're okay. You are doing just fine. Guess what? Nobody wrote a book. Nobody wrote a pamphlet. Nobody even told you anything about how to prepare to be a mother. You just became that. Honestly, I found out I was pregnant when I went to my regular well check. Had no idea, no symptoms, nothing was different. The doctor came in, took my blood work, did my regular urine sample, and asked me what was my last cycle. She leaves the room for almost an hour and comes back and tells me I'm pregnant. Just like that, my life changed completely, going from being a single individual and a single person with no responsibilities to having a child on the way. That's how quick it happened. So I have to tell you that you're good. You're good. Every part of you is great. The good and the bad, the flaws, the misunderstandings, the judgment. You know, as mothers, we get judged on how we parent our children. We get judged on how we talk to our children, how we feed our children, how we look at our children, how we react to our children. If we yell, if we scream, if we spank them, if we don't spank them, if we feed them enough fruits and vegetables, if we don't feed them fruits and vegetables, if we feed them the food that we in our minds feel like is healthy, but on the, another scale, it may seem unhealthy. All this stuff is judgment, and it gets talked about, and we see it on social media, we see it on the news, we get it from our husbands, we get it from our aunties, our mamas, our grandmothers, our friends, co-workers, whoever. Everybody has an opinion when it comes to being a mother. But guess what? Their opinion doesn't matter, because what matters is what you see and what you know in your heart and what you feel is right for your children. That's it. Because we get beat up, we get beat down, we get talked about enough daily as it is. Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up about if you're doing everything perfect, if you're, you know, talking to your children enough, if you're reading them enough bedtime stories, if you're giving them enough baths, if you're, you know, holding them enough, if you're letting them be children and grow up and not being so overprotective and letting them fall and letting them scrape their knees. And don't beat yourself up. Because guess what? The way that you choose to raise your children is your choice, because they're yours. They're yours. And anytime that a woman has to sit back and has to reevaluate her life, has to reevaluate her place, then something else may be going on. So before you go that far to reconsider the whole situation that you're in, step back, take a deep breath, and just be. Just be. And I'm telling you this from my own experience, because I'm having to learn even now that I have four children. You would think, oh goodness, she has it. She's got it in the bag. She's done this four times. It's nothing to her. Huh? Bull crap. Yes, it is. I don't care if I have five more children. Every time I have more children, it is different. Every time. And that's the other part I want you to know. If you're a mother of one, a mother of six, mother of two, mother of 10, every experience is different. And it's okay to accept that. I have to accept that. I have to understand that each one of my children is different. Each one of my children came into this world a different way. Every one of them. And no matter how I look at it, no matter how I try to judge myself, beat myself up about why this child is not going to the potty as soon as the last child, why the oldest child is more calm and just carefree, doesn't let anything bother, but the baby is wild and just rambunctious and just live and just crying all the time and so emotional. I can't compare the two. I cannot compare the two. You know why? Because they're two totally different children that were born at two totally different times in my life. I was a totally different person when I had my first child than I am now than I've had my last child. So I have to accept that, because being a mother is not cute. It's not cute. You don't have time to really put things together and say, oh, let me put this makeup on. Let me get my hair right. Let me get my weave right. Oh, wait a minute. This shirt doesn't match this pants. Oh, no. This is not, you know, Louis Vuitton. This is not Gucci. This is not, you know, oh, don't have the red bottoms on. I don't have time for that. I mean, if your mother's out here that can do that and still focus on their children 100%, kudos to you. You mastered something that I surely haven't. But I'm going to speak from my own experience. So I'm not knocking any parent that wears the weaves, wears the makeup, or wears the nice designer clothes. Do you. But what I'm talking about is me. I always talk about how I feel. That's why you're listening to my story. And again, it's not cute because I don't have time to think about the designer clothes and designer bags and the shirts and the hats and the wigs. I don't. You know why? Because I'm thinking about, what am I going to feed my children today? Meal prep. I'm thinking about, okay, how many nutrients are they going to have in each meal that they eat? If I give them a smoothie, it's going to have enough vitamin C, vitamin A, E. It's going to have enough iron in it so that their hemoglobin will stay up. And trust and believe, every child eats different, and every child has different needs. I have one child, my son, his blood sugar drops too low. Not too high, it's too low. So I have to make sure I give him an overabundance of certain foods that will keep his blood sugar at a good rate, at a higher rate, so that he doesn't get sick. Now I have another child who's the opposite. If I give them just a little bit too much sugar, their blood sugar goes up to the roof. And now they're at a place where it can, you know, be detrimental. So it's all these things that I have to consider every single day. So when I tell you it's not cute being a mother, it's not. So I have to look at myself in the mirror and say, guess what? I'm the best me. I am the best mother. And I am the best part of my children's life. I want you to repeat that to yourself every morning when you get up. I am the best me. I am the best mother, and I'm the best part of my children's life. And just go on with your day, do what you can do, and whatever you don't get to finish or don't get to accomplish, lay down, rest your mind, and be able to get up the next day and just do it again. Because guess what? Every day, the sun is going to rise, and every day, a new day will be here. It's known fact. It never fails. So, the best thing I can take from what I'm telling you, and the best thing I can give you, the best love, the best support I can give you, because when I talk to you, I'm helping myself. Let me tell you the truth. I'll be honest with you. I'm real. I'm actually giving myself therapy, because a lot of these things I think about all the time, but I never know how to write it down. I don't know how to get the thoughts in my brain onto paper or onto, you know, the microphone or onto a recording. So what I want everyone that's listening to me to take from this is that there's nothing cute about being a mother, but what is cute is when your baby girl wakes up in the morning and she looks up with you with those beautiful bright eyes and she just says, kisses you on the cheek and hugs you so tight. It's such a tight, tight hug that you just don't want her to let go because it makes you feel so warm and cozy inside. Comfy cozy. That's cute. When your son runs up the stairs, you hear his little footstep. Boom, 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 and you're in the bathroom. You know, you may be just, you know, I don't know, washing your face. You may be cleaning your nails, cutting your toenails, whatever you're doing, you know, to get yourself together for the day. And he busts through the door and you're like, what? What do you need? I was just coming to check on you. That's cute. Or when your son runs and does three flips just to knock you over and then he grabs you and hugs you tight, literally squeezing you by the neck almost to the point where you can't breathe, but he ain't trying to hurt you. He's loving you. He's just showing you love because he loves his mama so much. That's cute. Or when your daughter says, mommy, thank you for cleaning the kitchen. Thank you for cleaning all these dishes last night. The kitchen looks beautiful. I came downstairs getting ready to do my schoolwork, and I had open space on the table. The table was clean. There was nothing sticking to the table. You know, no old food from yesterday, no plates, no dishes. And I was able to come in and just walk through and breathe. Thank you, Mommy. That's cute. So, my words to you before I leave are, be the best you, be who you are meant to be. Whoever God intended you to be that. Because you are the mother that you were designed to be. Nobody else can control that. Nobody else can tell you who you're supposed to be as a mother. Just be the mother you need to be for your children. So, again, I want to thank everyone that listened to me and heard my view, my take on how I feel today. And as you're walking through the day, as you're moving around, wherever you are, I mean, everything is kind of hectic, of course. We know a lot of people are stuck at home, so you may not be doing your regular daily routine. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, always remember to close your eyes, breathe for at least 30 seconds, slow, deep breaths, and just let your mind rest and not think about anything, because that's important. It will help you to balance. It will help you to calm. It will help you to gather your thoughts. I love every one of you, and I appreciate you. And until the next time, this is how I feel.